Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about the mortgage loan limits going up. Really some great things happening here. So one, on conventional financing, the new loan amount is $766,550. So what's really pretty cool about that is you could literally put down, you could buy a home for $806,894 and only put 5% down for that loan limit. So obviously with the home prices increasing, that's great. You're saying, well, that's a bigger mortgage. But under conventional, when you're buying that home, you have the opportunity for an appraisal waiver. Given the down payment and all the factors varying on that loan, you get an appraisal waiver. It's a lot easier than a jumbo loan where you may only need 1 year's tax returns or just W-2 pay stubs and a bank statement. So much simpler going conventional. The real note here is you get to go up to a higher loan amount, higher purchase price, and still stay in the conforming loan limits, which is really great. Now let's talk about FHA. FHA has gone up to $498,257. So what does that mean? Well, that really means that you can go $498,257, right? You can go in there and get yourself a home for, like, I believe, in the 500 range. So obviously 3.5% of that. So that's really kind of exciting news as well, if you take a look at it. So I'm thinking that you got great opportunities here to get yourself a home and go that direction. So I'm excited about it for you. And let me just see one thing here real quick. So it's going to be like maybe like 500 some odd thousand that you get to buy that's, you know, on an FHA with 3.5% down. So that's really pretty cool on that one. And why are you going FHA? Well, it could be because of credit scores. It could be because of the income debt ratio. There could be a whole host of reasons why you're going that route. So I think it's pretty darn exciting. And I'm excited for everyone to have that opportunity. So that's what I look at that. And so taking a look, I think I just want to give you that one number before we go. So 0.965, 516,328. Whoa, that's really cool. So I think there's some great things on that one as well. And then the HECM, which I think is going to be huge next year. Those are reverse mortgages. It's a line of credit. It's up to $1.1 million. So I feel, and I'm going to get into that next year. Not next year. I'm going to talk about that in the next podcast for next week. So stay tuned on that one. I think what a benefit it's going to be when you refinance. You can refinance all debt, all cars, all credit cards, student loans, installment, everything under one house. What a great opportunity to really save some money with a higher loan amount. And of course, the purchases. And I think that's a big one as well. And I know a lot of people like on FHAs, I can tell you, I've run across many, many times when, you know, FHA was at a lower loan amount, we were just short and the people couldn't go FHA. And so I think there's some real opportunities. And I think for those that are retiring, that the chance for a HECM, my goodness, if you had a $2 million home, and you got a $1.1 million HECM, depending on your age and all the other information, but a $1.1 million HECM, that's your retirement account. You're fine. You'll be in great shape for retirement and have that as a supplemental, because Social Security is just not going to get it. Talk to a neighbor just getting Social Security that can't keep up. And we know inflation is going to be a kicker next year. Let's talk about, I'm going to save that for the next podcast. Really, today is about loan limits. So exciting news about the loan limits going up for purchases, and I do believe for refinances when the rates go down. Hint, next week's podcast. So thanks for tuning in. I'm Didier at Didier Mortgage. Check out my website, www.ddamortgage.com. Go to my blogs. Go to my reviews. Email me, ask me questions. If you don't even want to use me and you need information, call me, talk to me. I'm here to help you. You're unsure. Just let me know what I can do to help you and answer questions. I really have a lot of information on my blogs, and I'd really appreciate if you go there. And if you can, spread my podcast around. It's really growing, and I'm really grateful. Thank you, and have a wonderful week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.